Hey, welcome back. We're in our episode, Out of the Tower, where we sit down with Dr. George Robinson and talk about how do we take the complicated concepts that we teach in our classes and just make them practical handles on the truth that influence the way that we live our lives on mission. So, George, what do we have this week?
So we've been talking through over the course of this season the core missionary task is found in the scriptures. If you read the book of Acts, this unfolds. This is not something the IMB or anyone else came up with. It actually reflects what is showing up in the book of Acts, that Paul would enter into new places, that he would do evangelism, then he would do disciple making. He would gather those believers together to form a church. He would cultivate or develop leaders. And then he would exit and continue partnering with them through sending letters or sending other people or coming back to visit. And so that's the core missionary task.
Right.
So when we think about missions in our contemporary context, there is a word that people tend to be polarized by. That word is the word movement.
Movement.
Yeah. And what I want to argue today is that Christianity itself is inherently a movement.
Sure.
From its inception. That's what we see in the book of Acts is Dr. Luke is documenting the evolution of a movement that took off. One author described it as an unstoppable force,
yep.
Right, that the church began to break out. But it's not a perfect movement, right? There are highs and lows. There's health and there's lack of health. And we just have to recognize that if this movement is about making reproducing disciples, that disciple making is messy business.
Right.
And as we said last season, if you're going to make disciples that reproduce, you're going to encounter mess. You've just got to embrace the mess and
right.
disciple the mess out of them.
Right.
So this whole thing with Christianity as a movement, you know, some people are pushing back on the word movement today. But my question for them is, what's the alternative?
Sure.
So I pulled up here synonyms for something that is not moving.
Okay.
Right? The word immobile.
Okay.
Do we want to think of Christianity or the church as being immobile? Inert.
Mm.
That's powerless, right?
Right.
Motionless, static. Christianity is not a static thing. It never has been, and
right.
it never will be. It's either moving or it's dead.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I really want to kind of flesh out for you today is how really the identity of the leadership shapes the culture of the church
Good.
And its approach to these core missionary task or activities. And so if we look at, there are really kind of four phases in a movement, right? When a movement first takes off, the identity of the people that make up that movement is a missionary identity. Mm. We've talked about this season cultivating an idea or the practices of a missionary.
Right.
And so when we see ourselves as missionaries, then we do the kinds of things that missionaries do. We enter, we evangelize, we make disciples, we gather, and we try to start new churches.
Right.
And so when a movement first is birthed, it's because the people own a missionary identity, and that is taught to them by those who are discipling them. But as that movement grows, things begin to formalize, and that formalization creates an environment where identity shifts from the top down.
Wow.
And so the identity of a leader, once formalization has started, shifts from missionary to minister.
Okay.
Now, there's nothing wrong with being a minister, right?
Of course
we're called
not.
To be ministers.
Right.
But if you think about the focus of a missionary is outward, and the focus of a minister is inward.
Right.
It's on ministering to that which is already gathered. Again, something that we're called to do, to shepherd, to minister to those who have been gathered. But subtly, what happens is, as we leaders begin to minister to those who've been gathered, we reproduce an inward focus that begins to lose the missionary impulse.
Wow.
And so that subtle identity shift from missionary to minister begins to turn the focus inward, and success becomes redefined as what we've gathered.
Good point.
The identity shifts even further, though, as we move towards institutionalization. And I oftentimes get people that grimace when I start talking about institution, because I work for one. I'm employed by one, and I love my job, and I love what I'm doing here. But institutionalization, what tends to happen is it's built based upon marketing. When marketing strategies don't work, then what happens is sometimes it produces mercenaries. And so what is a mercenary? A mercenary is a person who only goes to war for
money,
a paycheck.
Right?
And if we're not careful, institutions can produce a mercenary mindset where people think, okay, I've got the education, so I'm going to do what I do as long as I'm getting paid
for it.
And think about the impact of that within the church.
Sure.
Now what tends to happen within churches is the church members who are gathered look at that person who does their job for a paycheck, and they think, okay, they're getting paid for that, so I don't have to do that. Now the missionary impulse that started the movement is completely emasculated.
Right?
And the problem with that is that once your gun for hire loses heart, then his identity shifts from mercenary to a mortician.
Wow.
And institutionalization, if it goes the distance, if it goes the full way, then what's going to happen is that things are going to be preserved that are already dead.
Wow.
So here's the hope out of all of this, right? The hope is that Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by equipping students to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. Mm. We are a Great Commission seminary. And here is why, as an institution, not only am I glad that we exist, I think we're part of the solution.
Right.
Because what's happening on this campus is in the institution phase, you can either cause a person to focus further in and lose the missionary impulse, or you can launch them and release that authority and see them become disciple makers and church planters. And when you look around the world, I see just hundreds and hundreds of our students that have come through here that perhaps when they first came because they wanted to maintain
That's
or market
point.
Or even came because they thought they could make a good living out of it. But when they leave from here, they leave having recovered that missionary impulse, and they're movement starters all over the world.
That's great. Yeah, you know, the whole season we focused on the missionary task. And the real idea is that we're calling our listeners to live as missionaries. And our real hope and our prayer is that wherever God's placed you, you can be the catalyst for a movement of the gospel in your neighborhood, in your school, in your job, wherever you are. So take the things that we've taught you this semester or this season, not semester, we're out of the classroom, right? The things we've taught you this season, and implement those as you go, and that the Spirit of God would use you as the catalyst for a movement of the gospel in wherever he has you. Thanks so much for being with us this year.
It's been my pleasure.